So we're looking at the Mehashaleach on the words Umadua Tisnasu Al Kahal Hashem. And these editions of the Mehashaleach, page Kuf Nun Hei. Hine Tainos Kairach Hoiso She'ein Shum Hisnasus Bein Yisrael La'echad Al Chaveiroi. His argument is that there is no Jew who is of greater stature than another Jew. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amongst us on an equal basis in his relationship with each of us and our relationship with him, with Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with each of us. The Gemara in Tainus says, Shlosid Lavai, at the time to come, will reach Eilam Haba Yasa, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mochel Latzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates a large circle for the righteous. Umochel Hainu Be'igul. That means a circle. Shein Shum Echad Karev Yaisa Mechaveira. And there the Gemara, at the end of Mesechus Tainus, says, each person, every tzaddik in the circle, points to the center. Points to the Rabbeinu Shalom Kivayochel and says, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Loi. This is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now we understand so much we didn't understand in the previous life, in Olam Hazeh. But we understood that we will see what we are experiencing now, but it's equal, because it's an eagle, it's a circle. She'ein shum echad karev yaisa mechaveirai. And that's correct. Kairach is right. In essence, every Yid has the potential to reach there where there will be a mochal l'tzadikim. Every one of us is capable of being there, and then, indeed, being as close to it, meaning as much of an understanding, as much of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we can appreciate, can be appreciated by everybody equally. Only one word has to be added. Then, and the Kairach kind of mistake is to think that it's now. V'hoyotoyein, his argument was, Sha'ato gam kein hu kach. Now Rav Tzadik, who was the Talmud of the Meshulach, expands on this, and Rav Tzadik says, well, after all, we were at Har Sinai, Hagbel is Sahar, V'kidashta, it's a circle, no one was closer or farther away, everyone heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, everyone heard Anoichi and Lo Yiyecha, no one person heard it more clearly pronounced than another. Before that, Kriyas Yamsuf, Rasa Shifcha Alayam, the simple maidservant, was aware of so much and had the Nevuah, everybody was equal. So Kairach's argument is not as absurd as it might seem at first glance. Not at all. It has a lot of theoretical validity. I can't say validity, Chalila, but it's got a certain sense of what we've experienced in the Midbar, what we had at Matan Torah, where everybody was equal. So why is there this Hisnasus, where you, Aaron, you, Moshe, and not Kairach, and not others? Ach al zeh omer Shlema HaMelech, but Shlema HaMelech in Mishlei says, Mizari Rishoyim Melech Chochem, Vayoshev Aleihem Oifon. So, in simple pshat, Mizari Rishoyim Melech Chochem means to spread them. To be Zera means to winnow, to take chaff and have it separate from seed by being blown away in the wind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows them away in order that they not come together to do harm. Vayoshev aleihem oifan, and like an oifan, which is a wheel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the wheels turn against them, because what, you know, as we say, what goes around comes around. So if they have done something they should not have, the consequences will come back and they will receive their reward or punishment. But he, the Meshalech, says a completely different interpretation. He says a novel interpretation. Hainu sha'al yedei hazer, by having been given a crown or a wreath, v'hakeser shenitn lahem, nahainu keser halavim, v'nasan lahem hisnasos. The Rabbanu Shel Olam gave Korach as a leader in the family of Kahas, leadership that included carrying the clay Hamishkan. By the terms of Korach's own definition, he was one who already had been chosen and had been given distinction. Moshe Rabbeinu makes the point as well. Hama'at mikem ki hivdil l'lekei Yisrael eschem e'adas Yisrael ha'kriv eschem e'lof. Says the Mei HaShelech, that's what Shlomo HaMelech says when he says, Mizare Rishoyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put a zer on a Rasha, the Rasha will think that it's not enough. Vayashav Aleim Oifan, Dahainu, Shehoyim Meshiv Lehem, Madua Kishinasati Lechem Hisnasus Loitaantem. When I made you a Levi and I gave you the distinction of carrying the clay on Mishkan, you didn't protest then. You didn't say, well, why us? We're all the same. Which means that the argument that Moshe made, the argument that now he is saying is expressed in the Psukim here in Mishlei, the argument is that you're not being intellectually honest, Korach. If you're saying that everybody is the same, then why didn't you protest when you were given that great distinction together with others in Kahas to carry the Aron, for example, to carry the Aron HaKodesh, to be a Levi? So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu means when he says, Hama'at mikem, is it some small matter? It's not a small matter. Ki hivdil as Elokei Yisrael eschem adas Yisrael. You are muvdalim. You are separated, you are distinct, you are an uplifted barim to people, you Shevet Levi. So how can you come and say that everyone should be treated the same? You didn't say that when you were given the distinctions of the Shevet Levi that you're a part of. So obviously there's another motive here. Now, we have to know that Korach would not necessarily have been fully in touch with what his own motives really were. A great person can make a mistake of having a particular motive and not necessarily being fully cognizant of what's driving him internally. So, for example, when Rashi says that Korach saw himself as the ancestor of great people, he knew that there are going to be descendants of his who will be fantastically important to Klal Yisrael. And equal to Moshe in a sense, and he understood this in some way prophetically. Moshe, Va'aron, B'chayin, V'Shmuel, B'kayrei Shemai. So he understands that there are going to be great descendants from him. That means that he basically is moved by a power that causes him to think that he deserves it, that it's coming to him. Yet, the argument now is, if it's coming to you, then how can you say, Madua tisnasu to Moshe and Aaron? How can you say, Madua tisnasu al kahal Hashem, when you feel yourself that you shall be one day, misnase al kahal Hashem? In the next piece, Yikach Korach Miloshon Ma'yikachacha Libcha Haynu Shalibay Lokach Oisay. That is that the heart of Korach took him, meaning that there is a sense within Korach that was so powerful, wrong but very powerful, that you could almost say Korach was innocent. Almost say that he was innocent, not 100%. V'alzeh tzo'ak Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom b'tfilosai in Tehillim tfilul Moshe Yisrael Likim Hashem mo'in ato ha'yisu lanu b'dar v'dar b'terem harim yuladu v'atcholol eretz v'sevel. Harim Nikroim hakeiches v'hatshukais. Terem means before. Terem harim means before man has great aspirations. Harim, mountains, they give us a sense of greatness and they inspire us to shoot for the sky. Literally, to say we are going to have a certain and reach a certain height of understanding, a height of spirituality. We're going to have great achievements. That's what harim stand for. B'terim harim yuladu v'tuchedol eretz v'sevel. Harim nikroyam ha'keches v'atshukos v'alzeh hispalal. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to Hashem Yisbarach. Ki hu anoisin l'odem koyach. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the ones. You are the one who gives to people their koyach, the cheshek lifol. If a person wants to accomplish great things, if a person wants to be a Levi, he wants to be a kohen, he wants to do. And he wants to do it for the sake of kedusha, he wants to do it for the sake of holiness. But who puts that into that person's heart? How is it that that person's neshama, that that person's soul strives for so much and wants to give so much over to the rest of Klal Yisrael and represent the Jewish people and daven and lead and teach and lead? What makes such a person so super motivated to lead the charge leman Torah mitzvahs and leman Klal Yisrael? The Rabbeinu Shalaylam. The Rabbeinu Shalaylam is a great factor in moving somebody in that direction. A person gets inspired, and the person feels the godly push and the godly pull, and the initiative is seemingly his, but of course it's the Rabbeinu Shalom within him, right? It's the holiness of that person that wants to cause holiness to expand and grow. It's the Kedusha of the person that wants to spread Kedusha and foment greatness. Where does that Kedusha initially come from? It's his holy neshama, which means that the cause of a person who's aspiring for more and wants to accomplish great things and holy things for Klal Yisrael, it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That cheshek and that koyach lif'ol to accomplish great things comes from Hashem. V'im kain, ein la'adam shum chiyuv b'masha eino yochal or yochal hisgaber al yitzray. So then it would almost appear as if a person who's got such a yetzer to accomplish great things is innocent, because that which is pushing him is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself. Ki kol koichai hu me'Hashem Yisbarach. The very push to say, I want to be the Kohen Gadol, has in it good ingredients. Ingredients that are ultimately attributable to the person's holiness, which means to the person being godly, which means to the person being pushed on by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But the reality that is God. God is not a person who talked to him. God is a reality that fills the universe, that created this person. And this person, resultant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in him and a part of his existence, resultant is that he wants so much for the sake of Hashem. And if it's just slightly misguided, that then you have kairach. Ba'al zeh omar, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, limnois yameinu kein hoida. Meaning, you know everything about our yamim, our days. Kein hoida, haynu sheyitin Hashem Yisbarach koyach la'adam, lehisgaber al cheshkoi, v'lo yitin lei taiva gedoyla, shekeicha yaktin, shelo yucha lehisgaber al ta'avasai. Limnoi Shimenu Ken Hoida is asking a Kodesh Baruch to say, look, you know what our lives are going to be all about. You know what we are going to be inclined to do. You know what forces within us attributable to you and attributable to holiness. You know where they may take us. Please, don't let it be that my taiva, where the wrong ingredient mixes with all the right ingredients, please don't let it be that that overwhelms all that's good and all that's proper within me. It shouldn't be that the kayach to overcome the yetzer hara, the selfish aspect, the slightly self-interested part of what it is that motivates me to want to learn, daven, lead, teach, be an Aaron HaKohen, be a Moshe. The slight bit of self-interest, that taiva, please don't let that become too great and too powerful such that I cannot overcome it. Rak yitin loy hataiva lefi kayachai. Please keep it so that I know I'll be able to keep myself in check. And in this case, Moshe Rabbeinu is asking that all the great men in Israel should be able to have the self-understanding and the self-awareness and then the intellectual honesty to know I am pushing for something that includes some selfish interest. And though there's so much that's being charged with holiness, and so much of my desire to accomplish is motivated by Kedusha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that force that is in me, and I want to let it out, and I want to expand on it, and I want to accomplish great things, but to the extent that it is of some taiva, to the extent that there is some selfish ingredient, please, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Limno yisimenu kein hoida." So make sure that this hoida means that there's not just knowledge, but that there is an awareness of what my limitations are supposed to be, and I should sense where I'm going too far, and that I should not have the inability to rein myself in and hold myself back, because I have so much passion that surges forward toward you, Hashem, and wants to accomplish so much. Please make sure that it's pure and that I'm able to overcome and rein it in when it is not pure. Shuvah Hashem ad Mosai v'hinochem al avodecho haynu sheyitin b'leiv kairach bino sheyuchal hisgabra al Chemdosai. Give him understanding, which we called a few minutes or a moment ago, self-awareness. Enough honesty and self-awareness to know, what's my real motivation? How much of this is not really purest? It's tough, it's hard, because he was such a great person, and so much of what's driving him is of great value. So therefore, it needs to be something that Moshe Rabbeinu would even daven for, that there be enough of the good, honest, introspective sense of pushing to know where I'm not really 100% L'shem Shemayim, where there's a little bit of Zich, as we call it, a little bit of myself in the mix. Limnois Yemenu Kein Haida. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what makes me move toward you. You know what's giving me this sense of wanting to accomplish great things. Now just do me a favor and make sure that it's something that's fully about you and not about me. In the next piece, again, with an appreciation of Kairach, he says on the pasuk in Mishlei, Sfas Emes Tikoin Laad Vaad Argia Lashon Shaker, that Sfas Emes, when somebody says something that's true, it stands up immediately, it accomplishes immediately what it can and should accomplish. It's going to be there forever. It's not movable. Sheker is immediately lost. Va'ad argia, meaning in one rega, in the moment. L'shoin sheker, something that's sheker, gone. Ki zois she'amru emes hu kayim la'ad. When you say something that's true, it's true. It's true now. It's a fact. It remains that way forever. V'ha'sheker she'hoye b'fihem nisbatel tekef. What's not true becomes apparent as false and is gone and has no effect and it just disappears. this pasuk implies that what truth was spoken by Korach is going to remain, so to speak, a merit for his sake. V'hinei davar ha-melech alav ha-shalom b'yichsai b'hamizmairim banav al shem Korach aviyem. In Tehillim, we have Lam Netzach Livnei Korach Mizmar as an example. Hichziru leklaloi, that brought and rehabilitated Korach. Korach was rehabilitated by David, using him as and mentioning him as the ancestor of the Bnei Korach, whose Tehillim David HaMelech sings. Ki be'im lo yehoyah lahem toiva mizeh lo yehoyah miyachseim l'ra lahem chas v'shalom. Were there not merit to mentioning that these are the sons of Korach, Korach's name wouldn't appear. You don't mention the name of a person as a father or grandfather when you want to say whose Tehillim this is and who composed it. You're not going to mention Korach if mentioning Korach is to their detriment and to disgrace them. Of course not. Kedisa b'Gemara. Gemara says about Chofni and Pinchas b'nei Eli. Efsher chato, excuse me, efsher ched ba'al yodei v'akosev mi'achsai. Achya ben Achituv, the Gemara says, is mentioned as a grandson of Pinchas ben Eli. And obviously that means that Pinchas ben Eli did not sin as it would appear in the Psukim to have been Chalila with Eishes Ish. No, because the yichus of his children and grandchildren to him, to Pinchas, means that he was not a Rasha. He says, something that's in the klal, included in klal Yisrael. Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos. Then he was yotze min haklal, which because of his chet. He says, a drash on that midah of how to learn Torah and how to interpret Torah, that if you have to bring somebody back or something back into the general rule, you have to say so. Mefurish. That's what David HaMelech did. But David HaMelech, alav shalom, hechzira leklal beferish. David HaMelech rehabilitates Korach intentionally by saying his sons are bnei Korach. And that which he, David HaMelech, sings in quotation of or in the name of the Bnei Korach, he says these are Korach's sons who sing this. So the Gemara, indeed, in Maseches Sanhedrin, says, does Korach and Korach v'Adasa, do they have a chelik in Elam Haba? So Rabbi Kiva says no. But Rabbi Eliezer says, Alav HaKasav Omer, Hashem Memis Machaya, Meirid Sha'ol Vayal. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back, even from the Gehenim, up comes even Korach. And that's why Haynu Masha Tikin Ha'arizal Loimar Kodim Tkiyas Shofar HaMizmor Livnei Korach. That's why we say that, because it's before Tkiyas Shofar, and we want that with the Tkiyas we should do tshuva and bring up everybody, even those who you could call are like Korach. They should, like Korach, be rehabilitated in tshuva v'nispashet b'chol tfutzus Yisrael, and throughout Klal Yisrael. That's what we do before Tkiyas. We say the Mizmor. We say, Lamenatzeach Livnei Korach Mizmor. So that in the end, we look at Korach and we say, there's something that he did say that's so true. And he said it powerfully and meant it. And for that, he's given credit. Kichol ha'eda kulam kedosh. Uvesaychem Hashem. He meant it. He said it. It was a powerfully moving force within him. How he looked and appreciated each member in Klal Yisrael and said, "Kolei the kulam kedoshim." That's an emes. That's a truth which we've been seeing how the Meshlech wants us to recognize that again and again. That truth earned Korach a place by David HaMelech, where David HaMelech says, "Bnei Korach, they're his sons," and he was a person who gets merit. And his sons can be proud that they were Bnei Korach. So once that means, that implying like Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, that once he went down to the Sheol, he was mechupar, he's forgiven. And now what lasts forever is the powerful statement he made when he called all of Am Yisrael, everybody, every one of us, and argued before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, argued before Moshe, that every one of Kol Haidah, Kulam Kedoshim. Okay.